WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
was a mistake and get rid of it. Now that's just dealing with, you know, the those medications and what they thought they were doing to people. But it turns out that that medication is like a placebo, and it does not have the impact that they have been touting for all of these, the last two decades. And, you know, you go in and you buy these medications, and some of them are pretty expensive. I know I paid $25, $35 for some of those medications. It turns out they don't have any impact whatsoever. And so the Food and Drug Administration is now coming out and saying that. Allergy drug makers did not follow makers of cold medicines. When the combat methamphetamine epidemic took effect in 2006, there were only two over-the-counter oral decongestants on the market. Again, 2006, only two. Decongestants were on the market. And a third, phenylpropylene, or whatever it is, was fading from the market after studies associated with it, with hemorrhaging and strokes. The CME effectively narrowed patients' choices to phenylephrine. So their customers could continue buying their products over the counter and avoid the stigma of registering to purchase the pseudoephedrine that many drug makers started substituting. So all of these things and all of this time, we've basically been given sugar pills that they have been claiming are decongestants. And they've been charging you and I these outlandish prices for, again, Sudafed and, NyQuil, Sinex, nighttime sinus relief. Yet the makers of Claritin D, non-sedating, medication, chose not to switch to the phenylephrine. Their chemists ran tests on the phenylephrine and found it effective when taken orally. They decided to stay behind the counter. Their competitors, Zytrick and Allegra, made the same decisions. So as we ramp up in this winter season and the cold season, before you run out and buy these expensive medications that we've been taking for the last 16, 18 years and believing that it was doing something to affect, our colds, you really need to investigate. In 2007, two academic pharmacists from the University of Florida looked at the studies that the FDA relied on to declare oral phenylephrine safe and effective in the 1970s, they concluded that phenylephrine was no better than a placebo. Well, they knew this back in the 1970s. If they knew that back in the 1970s, why in 2023 are they still selling them at these inflated prices and misleading you and I that these things work? I guess in your mind, we may think that it's working, but apparently they've proven that it's not. And so the real question is, why won't they then tell the truth? Why won't they take these things off the shelf? Our phone lines are open as always at 844-967-2789. Tell the people the truth. This is in the USA Today. I didn't have to go to some fringe area to find this. This is, for heaven's sakes, this is in today's USA Today. So this you can count on as being factual. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. I'm sure you've got some of these in your medicine cabinet. We'll be right back. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Pick it light and pick it sight. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on?
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, the winter is coming, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention this subject that's in today's USA Today, because it turns out that Fenoprin, which is supposedly a decongestant that they've been selling to you and I for over the last 20-some-odd years as an effective medication for, you know, a decongestant, it turns out it's nothing more than the equivalent to a sugar pill. Responding to the pharmacist's petition, the FDA convened a panel that determined there was murky evidence that Fenoprin worked orally. But the evidence was inconclusive. By 2015, when the University of Florida pharmacists saw the results of studies by Merck and other drug companies showing oral Fenadryne doesn't work even at high doses, they asked the FDA to take oral Fenoprin off of the shelves. This was going back to 2015. they still haven't taken it off the shelves. After the American Pharmacists Association and other groups joined the petitioners, the FDA convened an advisory panel 8 years later in April. So guess what? Of all places, CVS Pharmacy removes decongestants containing fenoprin off their shelves. On September 12th, decades after the FDA proclaimed oral fenoprin safe and effective, the panel concluded that oral fenoprin is no better than a placebo. Let me read that again. The FDA proclaimed oral fenoprin safe and effective. The pharmacist panel concluded that oral fenoprin is no better than a placebo. Unlike pseudodopamine, digestive juices break down the fenoprin before it can absorb into the system and work. So here's what I would say. So since they now have this evidence, why won't they force them to take it off the shelves? Why won't they force them to stop making it? Better yet, why don't they force them to do commercials, since they created commercials to suck you and I into this? Why won't the government force them to make commercials telling the truth? It doesn't take a conspiracy theorist to wonder whether the FDA didn't want to undermine the newly minted Combat Methamphetamine Epidemic Act by telling coal and allergy sufferers they will all be facing limits on their access to oral decongestants. And it wouldn't be the first time politics influenced the FDA. It took more than a decade and a federal court order to get the FDA to let women of all ages buy Plan B emergency contraceptives over the counter in 2013, as academic physicians and the FDA advisory panel had urged it to do. So if you just follow that, and we've been misled on decongestants, and the manufacturer of decongestants have made billions and billions of dollars, and maybe even into the trillions of dollars, off of you and I, misleading us, and our Food and Drug Administration aware of it. It's not a leap of faith to say that they're poisoning our food and our water and our air and all of these things, and people are aware of it and they do nothing about it. Now, I know I've got to figure out something else, because I won't be buying any more of that now that I know that this is out. What sense would it make for me to continue to pay $25, $30 for something that does not work? And if, you know, the government's not going to tell us, then hopefully you'll go to today's USA Today and find this out for yourself. And then once you find that out, tell somebody else. Word of mouth has to be what it is in order to, you know, kind of break down these kinds of barriers where corporations are going to continue to make all this money, knowing that what they're making does not do anything to help you and I. Yeah, it's just like a robber baron. You know, they do these commercials and Claritin and all of these things, and they get us to, you know, to buy into, you know, we're going to feel better. These things are going to help us. And you just find out, you know, it's not true. I think in the end, you know, we've got to have conversations with our doctors. Excuse me. More than half of the American households trust and use oral fenoprin, accounting for an estimated, here it is, $1.76 billion in sales last year. $1.76 billion in sales, and we find out the stuff doesn't work. It doesn't have any value whatsoever. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The State Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission is taking action against a Rhinelander car dealership. They allege that both current and former owners of the Rhinelander Auto Center charged hundreds or even thousands of dollars of illegal junk fees. They also say the dealership discriminated against Native American customers by charging them even higher fees. They want the dealership to immediately stop charging the junk fees and return $1 million to customers as refunds. The head of the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is quitting less than a year after taking the job. Acting Secretary Adam Payne lists a number of family-related reasons in a letter he sent to Governor Evers on Friday. Payne is stepping down after the state Senate fired four of Evers' appointees to the DNR's policy board last week. Senators never took up Payne's own appointment in January. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. At the Governor's Cybersecurity Summit, Wisconsin Chief Information Officer Trina Zanow shared two of the biggest concerns Wisconsinites have about emerging technology, phishing, and artificial intelligence. As more technology becomes available to the public, the volume of digital threats Wisconsinites face is growing. Making matters worse, artificial intelligence can be used to make more traditional cybersecurity threats like phishing even harder to detect. The summit was meant to help people work together to face those cyber threats. More information has been released regarding the fatal crash that occurred on I-94 in western Wisconsin on Monday evening. Authorities say the fiery seven-vehicle crash that killed two and injured six was caused when a trucker traveling at highway speed slammed into a string of vehicles that had slowed ahead of a construction zone. The driver of the truck and the driver in the first car that was hit were both pronounced dead at the scene. The six injured parties did not require hospitalization. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Milwaukee Bucks are ready to play. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Philadelphia 76ers in the season opener tomorrow night at 6:30 in Milwaukee. Giannis Antetokounmpo on why he decided to sign a new 3-year extension with the team.
It's strictly basketball. I think I did it in the past, 2020, and it was good for me because I didn't have to think about myself in a situation like, oh, what if? No, I'm committed. I'm here. I want my teammates to be successful. I want to win another championship.
Baseball, the Arizona Diamondbacks beat the Phillies 4-2 in Game 7 of the National League Series for the ninth time since 1981. The team that eliminated the Brewers in the playoffs has gone on to play in the World Series. College football, big game Saturday night. The 5-2 Badgers host the undefeated Ohio State Buckeyes. Badgers running back Braylon Allen.
I'm excited. It's obviously a big game for us, and the night game as well, so that always, you know, adds another element to playing here.
That's Badgers running back Braylon Allen. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs.
We may catch a glimpse or two of sun today, but overall mostly cloudy with a high of 62 this afternoon. The wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. Thunderstorms will develop late tonight and continue through tomorrow. Some heavy rain, maybe an inch to an inch and a half or more, with a high on Thursday of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 51.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
On air, 93.5 FM, player, online, thetap.com, and on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. So the United States accrued $10 trillion in added U.S. debt since 2001. And it shows that $10 trillion of debt was accrued because of the tax cuts of George Bush Jr. and Donald Trump. And so, you know, it broke our modern tax structure. In their blind loyalty to their mega donors, Republicans' fixation on giant tax cuts for billionaires has created a revenue problem that is driving up our national debt, said Senator Sheldon Whitehouse in response to a new Treasury Department figures. So because of those major tax cuts that Sandy often talks about, you know, on this show, it has brought us to a situation where there's just not enough money coming in. And we're never going to be able to overcome the lack of money coming in. People can keep saying it's about the spending all they want to. Well, we're overspending. You know, it wouldn't have been overspending if we hadn't gave those tremendous tax cuts to a handful of people. And you can say, well, it wasn't just a handful of people. You know, I got a tax break too. Well, you know, I'm one of the people, and I can't tell that in that $10 billion or more of tax breaks that the wealthy got, that I was included and that it changed, you know, my life at all. It did not. We know who it was earmarked towards, and I can't believe that there's still people today clamoring for more tax cuts. It's either they're just not aware of the impact of what is happening through those tax cuts in long term, or it's that they clearly owe their allegiance to somebody other than the American people. Now, after record U.S. government spending in 2021 due to programs related to the economic fallout from the COVID-19 crisis, and this is from the Washington Post, this is actually pointing to the fact that, yeah, there was this increased spending in 20 and 21. And we all understand why. Because the nation was in a horrible place coming out of COVID, and people weren't working. And so the economy was in a difficult place. And so what Joe Biden did was necessary to prevent our nation from going into a complete depression. But rather than the deficit drop from close to $3 trillion to close to $1 trillion in 2022, but rather than continue to fall to its pre-pandemic levels, the deficit unexpectedly jumped this year to roughly $2 trillion. While much of the reporting on the Treasury figures painted a picture of various and overlapping dynamics to explain the surge in the deficit, including higher payments on debt due to interest rates, tax filings, waivers related to extreme weather events, the impact of a student loan forgiveness program that was later rescinded, or dipping capital gains. The truth of the matter is those dollars that were given to the wealthiest amongst us helped create this major $10 trillion in additional debt that has been added that it doesn't appear that we're going to be able to overcome. Now, in response to the Treasury figures released Friday, Kogan said that roughly 75% of the surge in the deficit and the debt ratio amount of federal debt relative to the overall size of the economy was due to revenue decreases resulting from GOP-approved tax cuts over recent decades. Of the remaining 25%, he said, more than half was higher interest payments on the debt related to the Federal Reserve policy, and that's increasing the interest rates. Now, again, 75% of the surge in the deficit, regardless of what you hear from anybody else, and this is by the U.S. Treasury, was because of those major tax breaks that were issued in by Donald Trump and George Bush Jr. We have a revenue problem due to tax cuts, said Kogan, pointing to the major tax laws enacted under the administrations of George W. Bush and Donald Trump. The Bush and Trump tax cuts broke our modern tax structure. Revenue is significantly lower and no longer grows much with the economy. And he offered his visualization about a growing debt ratio. Listen, this is real. And you may not believe it, or you may not want to believe it. You may somehow think that this was the right thing that Bush and Trump did, but they killed the tax structure. The point I want to make again and again and again is that relative to the last time the CB Congressional Budget Office was projecting stable debt, GDP spending is down, not up. Kogan said in a tweet Friday night, it's lower revenue that's 100% responsible for the change in the debt projections. If you take away nothing else, leave you with that point. Let's go to Tom. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, to all your new listeners out there, please check out Jude Wininski, Two Santa Claus Theory on Google. Very, very important to understand this whole thing with the Republicans and the Democrats with debt and deficit. Also, Earl, you had a program on, and I think it'd be really, really good for you to do it again, pointing out exactly where all of the debt and deficit and all the spending actually goes into. And then call up, have these Republican callers call up and tell us where they want to cut. And then also call, have these people call up and ask, you know, all your billionaire, all your billionaire callers to call up, or millionaire callers to call up, and tell us, you know, how it is that why they need this big tax cut. Ask Widow Hendricks, call up and tell us why you need this big tax cut. How much is not enough for you? You know, Charles Koch and the Bradley Foundation, how much is not enough for you people? And then someone like, you know, Gary and CJ and the ilk to call up and really say, are you guys really millionaires and billionaires? And how is it that it's helping you? Because honestly, it is the 99% against the 1%. And, you have pointed out over and over again that when they talk about cutting things, they're cutting things that bring back a return on investment actually to the country. When you give billionaires a tax cut, they hoard that money and they don't spend it. You give that tax cut to the middle class and to the underclass, they spend that money immediately. It gets circulated into the economy. And that's actually a good thing. And that's exactly what Joe Biden has talked about, is giving a tax break to the middle class and the underclass. So I just want you to, you know, you've done that show before, and I know that you have new viewers now, that people really need to know where it is that the spending is coming
from. Hey, Tom, I'll definitely do that. Great idea. Thank you very much for the call. Tax giveaways for the wealthy are continuing to starve the federal government of needed revenue. Those passed by former presidents Trump and Bush have added $10 trillion to the debt and account for 57% of the increase in the debt to GDP ratio since 2001, read the statement. If not for those tax cuts, the U.S. debt would be declining as a share of the economy. Trump tax cuts went overwhelmingly to the richest and foreign investors, cost hundreds of billions each year, ballooned the deficit, and gave $49,000 to each 1%. Now, yeah, just think about this. So you're a billionaire. And so, you know, each year, once, you know, they made these major tax cuts, a billionaire gets an extra $49,000. Why? You're a billionaire. What are you going to do with $49,000? You know, the impact of that and what it's done to the debt just goes to show you how insane that is. Okay, $49,000 to these billionaires is nothing. Why give them that when it impacts the debt ratio so much? It's nothing. It's like a placebo to them. But they did it anyway. And the impact that it's had on our debt is tremendous. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Talking about, $10 trillion of national debt can be attributed to the tax cuts enacted by George Bush Jr. and Donald Trump. Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I would just point out, Tom in L.A., I respect his opinion. However, I would point out, if you look what Gavin Newsom has done to California, they have raised taxes significantly. And look what's happening in the state of California. Their budget is so out of whack.
Hey, David, I'm talking about the federal debt that they can point to, that $10 trillion additional dollars have come because of those tax breaks to the wealthy. We can talk about California, we can talk about other places, but they can point the finger of that lack of revenue that is coming in and causing a lot of this pain to the citizens. Are you there?
Right. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. The top rate went down 4% with the tax cuts as far as individual tax return. 4%. Not exactly going from 39 to 15%. That's what the individual tax rate went to, okay? That's number one. The corporate tax rate, yes, that went down from like 28%.
So, David, so the CBO, 20%. So the CBO it doesn't know what they're talking about.
What I'm saying is, if you look at the stock market, how poorly it's been, that...
What are you talking? The stock market has been booming, David. What is the stock market?
It has not been booming.
Well, you're talking about recently in the last month or two. I'm talking about over decade. The stock market is going through the roof. It has. Go ahead.
It's not being generated because it hasn't boomed under his presidency. Matter of fact, if you look at it,
it was inevitable that it was going to slow down because of the record uptick that it's dealt that and profits that the stock market has had over the last decade and a half.
So this, again, it really comes down to the CBO. What's happened is this. The interest right now is almost the same size as the national defense right now. That's how much we're paying on interest. That is going to overtake defense within the next year or so.
Hey, Dave, did you not hear that the interest that the because of the tax breaks that we gave, the interest rates have gone through the roof?
Because the Federal Reserve has been both the arsonist and the firefighter. Federal Reserve had a loose monetary policy for over a decade where you could get money for practically nothing.
Well, no question, Dave, but also the wealthiest amongst us took advantage of that as well, right?
There's a lot of people who were able to take advantage
of that. Okay, yeah, and the wealthiest amongst us.
The problem is, Earl, is this. It was warned when the amount of, keep in mind, we normally spend about $4.5 trillion without any additional spending.
Hey, Dave. I wish I had time, but I can't go down that road. Thank you very much for the call. Hey, Jack. You say what? Only got a couple minutes.
Okay, very quickly. First of all, trickle down economics does not, and ever since the Reagan administration came up with this entirely bogus concept, it's never worked. Huge tax cuts to huge corporations do not, as far as I know, and never have been used to increase workers' benefits, wages, or working conditions. The only things I've seen that actually work to do that are federal regulations to improve working conditions, increases in the minimum wage, which usually trickle up and increase the general wages. And they do not and never have increased unemployment in any study I see. And unionization, which demands better wages, benefits, and working conditions. The primary use corporations have made of those tax cuts, spend them for stock buybacks, increase the stock prices, and, of course, benefit CEOs, board members, the biggest stock holders. But one other thing I want to say, and that is this. I've repeatedly asked on a variety of forums, including a couple of programs on Civic Radio, how much is enough? You know, I've got conservative friends who say, well, these hugely rich people, you know, the billionaires, they've earned their money. Okay, but how much is enough? How much do they need? How much do they need to earn? I have yet to get a real answer, which is why we need serious inheritance taxes, a progressive tax code, and a wealth tax.
Hey, Jack, thank you very much for the call. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by, it's Wednesday, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Be right back.
Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the Valley and all of Wisconsin.
In fact, it's on tap every day.
This is 93.5 The Tap. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.